welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Ooh. I did the squid stare this time too.
You can't. It's mine.
Sorry.
We're it's in my bit.
Anyways, how are you doing this week? You seem a little bit better. This is our second time trying to film this episode.
We did try to film last night. I was inconsolably anxious and high.
Yeah.
On purpose.
No, it was on accident. It was kind of like, it was both our faults. But in the end, Drew felt like it was her fault because we stopped because of her.
Yeah.
But it was definitely, it was a combination. So I was telling you, like,
the past few days have just been kooky, crazy town.
Yeah, I agree.
It's been really...
What's going on? Tell the people. Give them the good news.
I'm moving. Not very far. I'm just moving to a new house, which is very exciting.
Which, this is also our announcement. This will be the last time you see this set, hopefully. We're trying to change it up.
Yes, we'll see. We'll see.
It honestly might be the same.
It might look the same the next one, but the plan is to change it. Don't hold me to that.
I know, that's the goal, I promise.
Yeah, so. The goal, like, we're just moving into a bigger house, so we have a bigger...
Her and Billy...
Yes, me and Billy.
You guys, I'm at the age where I don't want to live with my sister anymore.
Same.
I'm too old.
We're too old now. We found that out the hard way.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And also, we lived together for so long. Like, we did not have our own rooms till one of us went to college. Till Daisy went to college.
Mm-hmm.
We did not have our own rooms. And even when she would come home from school, we still shared rooms.
Yeah.
So we lived together for a very, very long time. Mm. And then when we both went off to live our own lives and became adults and then had to move back in with our parents, that's when we were like, oh, can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Hey, I hate that. Yeah.
Which makes no sense because we talk to each other every single day. See each other every single day.
Yeah. Like, we would, like, you know, we'd, like, take naps together.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I could do that, but I
think, we always do that.
Yeah. Or, like, I'd go lay in her room with her while we look at our phones.
Yeah.
But, like, we can't live together.
We just can't cohabitate anymore. Unless we're on vacation. And that's because it's temporary.
It's not our home.
And even then, I still get these in her own room.
Yeah. Dude, come on. Dude, for sure I got my own hotel room.
And you know what's funny is, like, it's us, but it's also like, Dayson has never lived with a man that wasn't our brother and dad.
Yeah.
And like, and our like uncle, right? Like, we used to all live in one tiny, tiny house when we were kids.
But also, like, when I was little, but like, as an adult, I've only ever lived with.
Yeah. So dad. Like, her having to learn how to share like hotel rooms with Billy and stuff has been really funny.
Yeah. Smash. Like, I feel like that
she's just, a pro now, but it is a lot.
When we went to Coachella in 2019 and we shared a room together. One of the first times we shared a room together.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, how long is he going to be in that bathroom? Because I got to go too.
And he just like me for real.
I know. And she's used to it, but I'm not.
Yeah, see, so. Like, but also, like, it's just like, we're adults. Like, Dayson's going to be 30. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to be 28. So it's just one of those times.
I was gonna say, the first time I had my own hotel room is when we went to GovBall last year.
Yeah.
I've never stayed in a room by myself before. And I was like, what the heck? I felt like Eloise at the closet.
I know. And I always make sure her room is by mine.
Yeah.
And Billy always walks her to her door, like security. Especially when she's drunk, she has to be escorted back to her room.
No, that time we went, he had to be escorted.
You both had to be escorted. I escorted you, and I had him hold the elevator door, and I escorted you to your room.
He almost ruined my night. He tried to pretend to throw up in front of me.
Yeah. No, he was not pretending, and that's the scary part.
Oh.
We were like, I was working in New York, and we finished work, and our, like, besties... that we've worked with many times. We were all like celebrating. We're like, let's go out. So we all went out. And you guys know, like, I've told y'all already, like, me and Billy don't really drink that much anymore. Not for any particular reason. It's mostly like.
And like, the older you get, guys, it makes you feel like shit.
It's just your recovery time slows.
It just feels bad. Like,
It's so bad.
I should be turning 30 in less than 6 months, and I'm still learning, like, what my body can handle. I should already know.
You develop new allergies, and you are hungover for 6 days after having two drinks.
And then you're like, I'm literally never going to not feel like this.
It's awful. Like, And I don't care about getting old. I don't care about aging. No. In fact, I think my...
I welcome it.
I appreciate it because it's catching up to my brain. My brain has always been like 45
sure,
years old.
Okay.
So I'm cool with getting older. What I'm not cool with is my body turning against me like
yeah.
that. Like, oh, the way I used to drink when I was 21, girl, would put me into a fucking hospital now. Like, I would literally be hospitalized for at least 2 weeks.
I have to eat, I'm not joking, like an 8-course meal before I go out in order to have a good time. And if I don't, I'm gonna get sick every single time.
I'm a fucking lightweight. And I know, like, when you're young, you're like, oh my god, you're lightweight. Like, that's so embarrassing.
I'm a proud one.
I don't give a fuck. You know what that means? You save money. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Because before I used to be able to drink, I could hold liquor like a tank, bitch. Like, it would take me forever.
Yeah.
To feel something, which is not a good thing. And also when you're young, you drink to get fucked up, not like because you like the taste. It's literally to get fucked up. Like, that's the goal.
Who drinks because they like the taste?
When you get older, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, like, when you get older, you'll have like a glass of wine and you'll be like, that tastes good. That's yummy. And
sure.
then that's it. I'm saying when you're young, that is not how you drink. Like, you literally drink for the feeling. Like, you drink to get trash.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess like, not. Well, I don't drink to get trash, but if I'm going out, I am.
But it's like you see it so differently than when you did when you were 20.
Well, trash being like
21,
I
mean.
My limit for what trash is to me now is so different from when I was like,
yeah,
like
same,
21.
Same.
Yeah. So now I'm like, okay, that's enough. We're
yeah.
21, I'm all, I have no limit. Let's keep going.
Exactly.
It's kind of a pick me.
It is. I would say you could definitely argue that it is like a byproduct of internalized misogyny. It's like
yeah.
this idea that you need to keep up, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when I was a kid though, like when I say kid, when I was in my early 20s, it was fun. Like fun. It's fun to drink, like
yeah.
and get drunk and
you know what
have
I do?
Fun.
It's not fun. Well, I'll say for me, I have such bad anxiety that I can make myself sick without even drinking any alcohol. So then when you mix both, it's like the worst combination.
Yeah. I mean, like, I had, like, 4 light beers once, and the next day I was hungover. I'm not kidding.
She called, this is what she does, she'll call me in, like, days, and I go, what? She goes, I think I have COVID. And I go, do you have any of the symptoms? She goes, like, what? What do you mean, like, what? Every single time, I swear my life. And then I go,
you know how you're like, I don't have a headache, but my head does kind of hurt. It's like that.
I know, then I go, okay, so I go, do you have a headache? She goes, yeah. And I go, are you phlegmy? No. Do you have a cough? No. Can you smell and taste everything? Yeah. Well, then
it's changed over the last 3 years.
The base of it's a cold. Like
that's
you okay. But every time,
I literally called my mom in tears because I was like, I think I have the flu.
Yeah.
And then she's like,
and then
it's well, first I said I had COVID, and then I tested myself and I didn't have COVID, so I was like, oh, it was probably the flu. And
yeah.
then I was like miserable, and I can't get the flu. I'm like that Family Guy sketch. I just cannot get sick right now. It's like, that's more annoying than a lady who works a 9-to-5 who can't get sick right now. I just cannot get sick right now.
You
that
don't work
mean.
A 9-to-5, but you can't get sick. Right
that's my point. I'm saying when I think I'm getting sick, that's how I act because I literally don't have time to be sick. Like, actually, I don't have time for it. So,
yeah,
like,
I feel that.
Anyways, I call my mom in tears, and then my mom is like, you have the flu? And I go, yeah. She goes, are you, like, feverish or anything? And I'm
nothing.
Like, no, just feel nauseous. So nauseous. And then she's like, okay, well, what did you do yesterday?
Yeah.
And I told her what I did. And then she's like, well, didn't you drink? And I go, I had, like, 4 light beers. And then she goes, well, you're probably hungover.
What kind of beers were they?
They were Coors Light.
Even worse.
No, wait, they weren't Coors Light. They were Corona, like, lights.
They were Corona Lights, yeah.
Yeah, Corona Lights. And then I was like,
Coronas taste good.
Coronas are good.
Coronas
and so I have the light version.
Vacaciones with a little limon in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had like the little skinny cans. Like I had 4 of those. And she's like, we're probably hungover.
Did you smash them on your head after each one?
The can? I might as well have. I should have done
and
a fucking keg stand.
You ate the aluminum. You're like, I did that, but I don't think that has anything to do with
it. I don't think it's related to this at all.
But I don't know why you bring that up.
I literally, she's like, look, I was like, I'm not fucking hungover, dude. There's no way. And then she was like, well, treat it like hangover and see if it works. And it did. And I'm ashamed.
You know, and then you text her, what do you think you're better than me?
doctor. Apparently,
she got a degree.
I was literally like, and again, I don't give a fuck that I'm a lightweight. It's just the fact that they were Corona lights. Like, what the fuck? Like, okay, like, I don't want to feel hungover.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't care about being a lightweight, but don't make me feel like that.
I was like having a couple of beers with your in-laws, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I do stuff like that now, like, where I drink a couple of Trulies in the pool, and I'm like, I have to throw up, like, right now.
And then I think
of what and how I used to drink in college.
Yeah.
And then I go, how am I still alive?
I don't know.
There's no way. Did you ever drink Busch Light?
No, bitch. Because you hung out with white people.
I know. I mean, I drink nasty ass beer like that.
Natty. I don't know white people too.
You drink Natty Lakes, right?
They weren't. No.
What?
No.
No. You know what it was?
PBR Rolling Rock kind of whites. Oh. That's who I hung out with.
I was just like, because you have rich friends. Those are expensive, aren't they?
Not all my friends were rich.
Oh, okay.
No, like some of them come.
You know
from,
what's so funny?
Some of them came from because
we hung out
them.
With different types of white people.
That's what I just said. I said my white people that were around me at the time were PBR Rolling Rock kind of white people.
Yeah.
I literally can't drink Rolling Rock anymore because one spring break that's all we drank. We kept buying 30 racks of Rolling Rock and big handles of Captain Morgan. So we kept drinking those, and like they're ruined. Like the taste was ruined for me for the longest time.
Rolling Rock
specifically
tastes like, you know when you like take a cooler to the beach and then you like dump all the water out.
Yeah,
it tastes like whatever that little bit of water that stays at the bottom of the cooler. There's like a little bit of sand in there because you took it to the beach.
PBR tastes like ass too. Like I remember I told our mom about
it. It's like
once.
A hipster beer. Yeah.
I told our mom about it. My mom was like, "Rolling Rock's good." I'm like, I guess, but not when you drink like 15 of them a day. It's not very good anymore.
Rolling Rock also has like there's a grainy texture to it. Like,
girl, I don't fucking know. I didn't know shit about beer, really. Like, all I knew was the beers that like my family drank. I had never even heard of Rolling Rock before I went there. Like, and if you're a local girl, like, boy, they love a Heine. They love a green bottle. They love a Heineken. That is like their favorite
that
kind of beer.
That beer tastes bad too.
That is also a bad beer.
Yeah, that one tastes bad too.
I would argue most beers are bad. Most beers don't taste great.
You know what? That's so brave of you.
Yeah, most beers don't taste great. It's okay if we say it.
I went to a lesbian event in San Diego, and my friend was like, "Oh, do you have any drinks?" Because like, I brought like Josh Mayo and Carrie. And I was like, "Oh, yeah." And she's like, "What do you guys want?" I'm like, "Seltzers." Like, "We'll just drink seltzers." She's like, "Okay." So she's grabbing them and she's handing them to me, and they're little San Pellegrino. So I'm looking at them, well, I think this is just water. She was like, "Oh my god, wait, give those back to me." So I said, "Seltzer, like the alcoholic."
Oh, they thought you
seltzer
meant
water.
Water.
Yeah. And I was like, "I mean,
I'll take that.
I will pocket one of those later on the way out."
No, leave it here.
Trust me, I'm gonna need it.
You can leave those here.
And so she goes, "Oh, we only have beer," and it was like Ballast Point.
Ballast Point's not bad, depending on which one.
Those taste nasty.
Yeah, like you're an
nasty,
IPA.
Nasty.
I'll tell you, an IPA.
Oh, sure, he English.
It took me a while. The fact that some people drink IPAs with food.
They're trying to die.
That's great. You might as well swallow a fucking pillow, bitch.
It's like I have Mentos and I'm pouring Diet Coke in my mouth.
No, truly.
That's what that is.
It's like when boa constrictors, or no, like pythons, they like open their mouth and they swallow like whole animals. That's how it feels to drink an IPA and eat at the same time. That's what it feels like. Just sitting in there.
I'm swallowing a squid. That's how my body feels.
It's like the shape of the animal you just ate
is
in your stomach.
It's just my throat.
Yeah,
it's just my throat sideways. Like when Patrick has that horn in his
throat. Or like when Squidward swallows his clarinet. That's how it feels to drink an IPA.
It's true.
Like that beer is so thick and dense. It's like crazy.
Dude, speaking of SpongeBob really fast, sorry, I saw a TikTok. I can't remember if I sent it to you.
You did. I already know which one you're going to
read. The Bodhi one?
What?
The SpongeBob Bodhi one?
Bodhi?
Yeah, I forget what episode this is, but it was this girl. I think she bought a fake like license plate for her car and put Bodhi, like B-O-A-T-Y.
Okay, I lied.
SpongeBob Bodhi's like, "Hi, Bodhi." And he goes, "Oh, you look so cold. Here, take my socks." And she like laid them on the bumper. Dude, I gotta rewatch that show.
Dude, it's Unbelievable.
Anyways, sorry.
So funny.
What were you talking about? Yeah, these are gross. So she gave them to me, and I was like, I wish I had more. So nasty.
It was so good.
So funny because Josh was holding it, and I looked at it, and he was, like, dancing, and he didn't even open the beer. He goes, this is so gross. I'm not drinking this.
And it was, and it is.
I know, that's
and
true.
It's okay. Most beers are not very good.
I'm also allergic to beer. So, like, beers are, like, I'm getting a headache as I'm drinking it. It's awful.
I love a good flavored beer, like a light, like not like a heavy one, but if there's like a grapefruit flavored one or something, like sometimes it's really good.
The grapefruit sculpin.
But you have to drink it immediately because the minute it gets warm, it's disgusting.
Oh.
The minute it gets warm. No thanks. Sorry, I thought I had a cut on my leg.
So gross. You guys, it is mosquito season too. I'm getting fucking eaten alive.
Yeah, it's so bad. Also, I just want to say, so many of you were commenting on my scrape in the last episode.
Put it in the frame. It bothers them. They deserve to see
it. So I wore pants today. I don't like how you guys act like I didn't tell you why my knee looked like that.
You know what I started telling them? Because they go, what happened to your knee? And I go, someone doesn't listen to every episode.
And it's also, it's, like, pretty much done now. Like,
ouch.
Yeah, it's, like, ever heard of a scab?
What's the one below it?
What's
the alley below it?
I don't know. That's, I think it's, like, a bite.
A mosquito bite?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Ugh, I'm a mess. I didn't want to, hello? I wore pants today because I didn't want to see a million fucking comments about my scrape.
Rude.
You guys already know where I got it from. And if you didn't, then you're not a true fan.
I agree.
Just kidding. Go watch like 2-3 episodes ago. I'll explain where I got the scrape from.
I was going to say, quick little update from on my end. Me and Brittany got to meet the Mandalorian.
That is true. That is true. And I took the video footage live at the scene of the crime.
We were both, like, after we were talking about what he was saying to us, she said he was literally asking us questions.
And they were both, like, I'm not kidding, they were both silent. Like, they were both, like, smiling. I'm going to act it out for the video people. For those who are listening, they were just smiling with their mouths open and no sounds coming out. It was just like this. The whole time, I'm not kidding.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
I had to like tell them like 3 times that they said to go over there because they were just going.
Because this is what he does. There's no line. It's just like a U of people in front of him.
And he summons you.
And then
you.
He picks you. So
he summons you.
He kept skipping us. And we were like, that's okay. He just, and I was like, honestly.
Yeah, he kept
just
not
skipping us.
He kept skipping you guys
amongst
for the
kids.
Yeah. You mean to say that he was paying attention to the children waiting first. And that.
Anyways, he's saving the best for last.
Well, clearly he just wanted both of them. That's
but
why.
Brady and I have like talked about, because I always see him on TikTok, like people meeting him.
Yeah,
and we've gone to Disneyland like
so many times together.
Yeah,
we've never seen him.
And
so
we walked up, and then I was like, "Oh my god!"
It was a true unicorn sighting.
Yeah,
it was seeing Bigfoot. In
our
life.
Plan was to do a prom pose,
like the 3 of them,
but with him in the middle.
Yeah,
and we thought it'd be so funny, and then oh my god, we just rolled. Okay,
they
thank
both
you.
Got nervous. They were both silent. He was literally talking to them, and they were both going, like, just not, like, facing me. They weren't even facing him, because I was taking the picture.
He kept looking at us, and I was so nervous. I couldn't function. My mom was like, I don't know why it's not the real one, and I was like, you know what? You don't get it.
None of them are real.
You don't get it. If you really think about it.
By that measure, he is real.
What, see, on that, too, is like, Pedro Pascal doesn't even do the stand-in for most of the work.
I know, he just does the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did get to see the baby in person, which is all that I really cared about, to be honest.
Yeah, I was blinking a lot. It gave me sinister energy.
It was really cute.
Its hands were like this, and it was blinking a lot. Didn't like it.
Didn't like it one bit. But he was really nice. I will say, I wish she was a little bit taller. I don't think there's any more.
Yeah, that Mandalorian shift was not.
No.
He was barely taller than Brittany, so he's probably like 5'8", if that.
Yeah, maybe 5'9", because Brittany's 5'8".
I thought Brittany was 5'7", I forget.
Yeah. I don't know.
She's around that, but he's barely taller than her.
I think that he needs to be 6'7" at all times. I don't think there's anything
that's
about
too tall. That's way too tall.
My dad is the Mandalorian.
He's
just a little too big.
That's too much. for me personally. Also, guys, new drink, Hyperfixation, unlocked.
And
wait, join me in my quest.
I'm just drinking an Americano occasionally. Not sure yours.
I have hello? What the fuck, dude? Sorry, guys. My brain's rebooting at all times now. It's like a frozen coffee almost. So it's like a venti espresso frap. So it's literally just coffee and whatever milk you want blended like a smoothie. And then I just put 2 pumps of sugar-free vanilla. Delicious! Everyone should go try.
Where'd you learn of this one? I'm going to do a live taste testing right now, guys.
I literally just saw it on the app and I was like, that looks good. I'm going to try it.
It's good.
I don't like how you held your breath for a second.
It was like the teeniest bit too much. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I could get away with one. I've just been reordering the same one because it's faster, but...
It tastes really sugary. There's only 2 pumps in there?
Yes.
No, I know. That's what I'm just asking you. Yeah.
Yeah, that it's syrup, though. That's why.
No, I know. I'm just tripping out of that.
That's yeah, it's a syrup, so that's why it's so much more concentrated than a sugar packet.
You know what? I haven't had, like syrup flavoring. Like, you see, like, hazelnut macchiatos. Like, I haven't had one like that in a minute.
Yeah, that's why, like, it tastes, like, a little too much, but... I could probably get away with one. But
it's
it tastes
crazy,
really good.
I think it tastes like vanilla. It tastes like syrup. Like syrup. But like maple syrup. That's what it tastes like to me.
Mm-mm.
In a good way, though. I like it.
It's yummy. Try it.
Shut up.
If you guys try it, tag me. You guys all tagged me in that other one that wasn't my drink. That was Claudia Walsh's drink.
Oh, the strawberry one?
Yeah, that one's fire, too.
Dude, that one, you leave in your car on a hot day, you come back in, it smells like you've been eating nothing but strawberry Yoplait in there, and it's gross.
Yeah, it smells like Greek yogurt in the car. Yeah. Don't recommend leaving it in there.
Don't leave it in your car.
That drink is fire, but I hate ordering it on the app because they never do it right. In the sense that, like, they don't give you the option of cold foam, and I have to message them, can you please ask for strawberry cold foam? And they're like, I already picked it up. And I'm all, oh, forget it. And it's just not the same. So that one's fire.
You know what's funny about Drew is that I don't even know why she gets that big of one because she's probably going to be done drinking it in that 5 minutes.
Why don't you do you and I'll do me?
Like if I had a straw in this one right now, it'd be halfway done.
And that's a problem. I think you see that as a win and it shouldn't be.
It's not.
It should be viewed as a threat.
I don't like though that I eat and drink everything too fast. Okay. Anyways, guys. Okay, so we're gonna get straight into today's topic. Now that do you have any more zoomies you wanna share with everyone with the class?
Here's like a little fun update.
Okay.
I am finishing up my book, which is very exciting.
I know. You never talk about it either. So
I never talk about my
book. It's so weird that you're bringing it up now, but I'm very excited for you.
I'm nearing the end. That's the only reason I brought it up. Because, like...
I'm just kidding. I know.
I should be...
If I was writing a fucking book, I'd bring it up every second I could.
I never talk about it because it hasn't really felt like a tangible thing because I've been working on it since January.
Yeah.
But now, like...
Not, I mean, working on it, like writing it, yeah, but I feel like the deal itself and everything...
It has been since last year.
Yeah, since, like, Black Adam. So, like, September, October.
Yeah.
So, I'm very excited for this, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm almost finished with it. I'm in the very, very, like, end stages of the first stage,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Which is, like, I would say the hardest part, right?
Yeah, it's the longest part. Like,
yeah,
it takes the longest, but I've been working on it since January. But she's about to be done, so as far as, like, my writing portions of it, like, or the writing portion of the book is about to be finished.
Mm.
And then we move on to the other stages, but very exciting.
Very exciting.
All I've been doing... for the last, like, 2 months has been moving, like, planning the move and writing. That's all I've been doing. And nothing else.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So, that's why my brain is, like,
mush.
It feels like I'm, like, a lawnmower, like, like, I'm trying to, like, get it started every morning.
I feel like my brain
like a chainsaw
is, like, you know, like, in Spy Kids when they make them into Fooglies and they can't speak English? That's
yeah.
What I feel like my brain is.
Yeah, I feel that.
They're talking backwards.
I relate to that.
I feel like I look like one, too. That's what it's
when life imitates art.
Yeah. Like, representation is so important.
Oh, we played the Blockbuster board game the other night with our cousins, Josh Mayo, and our friends, Janelle. And it was so fun. Have y'all ever played that board game? It's fun.
At this point, Janelle feels like a cousin, too.
Yeah, Janelle's a cousin, too. But they came over, we had game night, and, like, we played that game. It was so fun.
It was really fun.
I haven't been that
competitive in a game in a bit.
Yeah, I know. You said some bitchy ass thing to me.
You did too.
I didn't do that to you.
You did it right before that.
No, I didn't, Dayson.
You did.
That whole game, I was actually really proud of myself. I didn't really do anything. Like, I wasn't, like, biting at all. Like, everybody, I always am in every game that's competitive like that. But I really was, I think it's because I was, like, so, like, whatevs, because I was so tired. That was so fun, though.
I know, it was really fun.
I'm trying to remember what you said to me. I remember what it was. I remember what it was. Wait, first of all, I thought of it because you said Spy Kids, and there's, like, a part in the game where you go head-to-head against somebody else on the other team, and they give you a category, and you have to think of movies that fall in that category. And you have to just go one at a time, and whoever can't think of one loses. And so, like, me and Donovan were doing movies with gadgets.
Mm.
And I said Spy Kids.
That's such a good one.
And I had him on the ropes. So I was backing him into a corner. I was like, if you have any more, I'm not going to have one.
The very first one I did was me versus Josh. It was like movies with a race in it. And then he was like, I was like, do you want to go first?
With like a race, like cars or like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, because you should clarify that makes sense.
Yeah like movies with a race where you're competing in a race
where a race is happening.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, do you want me to go first or do you want to go? He goes, oh, you can go. I was like, okay, cars. And he goes, dang it, that's all I have.
He goes, oh, that was my only one. I remembered what it was. It was movies that take place on the water.
Yeah.
And I said, I was trying to say Captain Phillips, but I said the captain.
Yeah.
And then Dayson was like, that's not a movie. That's not a movie. And she's like, what movie is that? And I was like, oh, with Tom Hanks.
That's not the name.
And she goes, that's Captain Phillips. Next. And I was like, okay. Okay.
I didn't say it like that, but that's okay.
That is how you said it.
Okay. Okay.
Either way, the game is super fun. Highly recommend. We played it for a long time that night.
Okay, so we're going to get straight into today's... Jeez, Louise.
Well, it's a great transition.
Yeah, what a great transition into today's topic.
Yeah.
We're doing part two of... Yeah, what is it? Random childhood crushes.
Yes, and you guys loved our episode with Brittany. I'm so glad you did.
We've never had an episode where we don't do the topic, which I thought was really funny.
Like, we did kind of.
Yeah.
But we mostly just laughed at our own jokes. Which is kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
But I'm glad so many of you liked the episode. Obviously, we love Brittany.
I know.
And Brittany is so hilarious and amazing.
She's, like, genuinely one of the nicest and funniest
people
we've met in this and I've known ever, so.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you guys can tell that our friendship is genuine, like, between the three of us, because we do spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time together, so we just never post about it because it doesn't fucking matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're real-life friends, which is really fun. But
I think one of my many favorite things about her is how supportive she is of everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like,
yeah,
she gets to host the Barbie premiere, and we're like, oh my god, of course she's it. Like, we're so excited for you.
Yeah.
And then, like, Drew gets to, like, write a book, and she's like, that's what I fucking thought. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I really appreciate that about our friendship with her.
Yeah, we sing each other's praises all the time, and I love that about us. Like, she's just a genuine, really, really great person.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not, like, in this stuff, like, that's not as common as you think it would be.
Yeah.
Everyone we are, like, friends with that you've seen us hang out with, they're like that.
Yeah, thankfully we've never interacted with or like spent time with anyone that wasn't supportive or wasn't like happy for us or happy for our success or anything like that. So all the people that we spend time with that are also creators are genuinely so amazing and so funny and such great people. And like I think I was telling Josh the other day, I'm like, I'm really glad that I've like got a really good judge of character. Because the people I genuinely love online, like, and I've gotten the chance to meet and befriend in real life, are just as amazing in person as they are online. Like, they are exactly who you think they may be or hope that they will be.
Yeah.
So Brittany's no exception to that. She's one of those people. She's
so sweet.
And so unfucking believably funny. It's insane.
I know, like, my Kindle came in yesterday, so I sent her a picture, and I said, it's time, and she said, I've been fucking waiting, bitch, and then she's all, shakily opens up AO3 to walk in. I think I'm going to start the ACOTAR series, you know, people talk about
that. I kind of wanted to, too. I saw those.
A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yeah. I heard they're really good.
I know,
I just, like, can't have another thing right now. I have so many things going on.
I literally bought a little case and a little pop socket. I'm trying to be in the club.
I actually am going on a trip, though, in a couple weeks. And when I do go on that trip, I may need new books. So
please don't buy any. Just take Evelyn Hugo and please read it.
I will, but I kind of wanted to read that one, too.
Just take one. Take Evelyn Hugo.
Ugh. That's my new thing.
That's a new bit.
Just so everyone knows, that's a new bit.
What is it?
Saying ugh like Charlie Brown. So I just say ugh.
Why is that your new thing?
I don't know. I just started saying it. I'm like, that's so funny. I'm gonna start saying that. Hyperfixation unlocked.
You were FaceTiming Drew and she was showing me her girl dinner from the night before. On FaceTime, but no, your new thing is FaceTiming me from your laptop, which I hate.
Oh my god, so fun. Love it.
Instead of her phone, it's her laptop. And
I got a new laptop. Why did I get a new laptop? Let's talk about it.
She's an idiot. That's why.
It's because...
This is like, you're like one of the smartest people I know. That was one of the dumbest things I've ever done. So,
to be fair, I didn't put my laptop in there like that. Somebody else did.
That makes sense.
But I don't...
Not that he's dumb. I'm
but I
like,
don't have my laptop in a case, and that is my fault.
Yeah. Now you do. The new one. It, like, gave you one.
That's true. And even then, it's still not in the case.
No, that's your old one.
I still bare back.
Anyways, finish your story.
Anyways, we went to go swim at my parents' house. And we had to bring Squiddy, so we brought all his, you know, his fucking tools for his dinner because he gets a Michelin star meal every time he eats.
Billy has like a knife belt. Is what like
that. Yeah, he rolls it. Yes, chef. That is the plot of chef.
He has a diamond stone to sharpen the knives.
That's the plot of the bear, by the way.
And that's him cooking dinner for a fucking 1-year-old dog.
Plot of the bear is literally that's him and he's the bear. Like Squid the bear.
Stupid.
We're like,
for some reason Jeremy Allen White's there. No one knows why.
It's kind of white shirt, I don't know. But also, we have to bring him in, so we have to pack like a literal diaper bag for him. Like, we have to bring all his food and shit. And so my mom had left her hydro at my house. Or not her hydro, it was her Stanley cup. So I was like, oh, I'll bring it. And it was so light that I was like, oh, there's probably no water in it. So I put it in the bag. And so Billy put my laptop in there, like, sideways like that. And then the thing tipped over. Turns out there was water in there. And my laptop was sitting in water the entire drive to my parents' house. Had no fucking clue that it was in there. None at all. And it was just... And then as soon as I took it out, I pulled it up like this. And it was dripping water. My fucking laptop.
Oh, nice.
And so then I was like, what the fuck? Because I'm writing my book on there, which panicked the fuck out of me. So my mom made a giant bowl of rice and just shoved my thing in there, left it in there for like 6 hours. And then when I came back to it and I took it out and I turned it on, like one half of the screen is like all fucked up and the other half is not. It still works perfectly fine. It still charges. It's just the screen is fucked. So I can't really see whatever's on the left.
It doesn't work, is what she's saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it still turns on and shit and charges, which is crazy because the charging port was literally soaking in the fucking water. But anyways, that's the story of why I got a new laptop. And so I'd be FaceTiming her from my new laptop.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
And she was showing me her girl dinner from the night before.
Yeah.
She's like, she was picking up her phone or her laptop to show me it on her side of the bedside table. Do you want to tell them what it was?
It was a box of hot and spicy Cheez-Its and a Diet Dr. Pepper and one drumstick. That
what's
was
your,
my girl dinner.
What's your, like, dream girl dinner?
That's my room. That was my dream girl dinner. I love a hot and spicy Cheez-It. You know what I, you know what's so funny is I told our mom this, is I was talking to Billy's dad, right? And he said, you know what I noticed about you? This was months ago. And I'm like, what? And he goes, that you don't really eat, you snack. I was like, what does that mean? And he's like, you just love to snack. Like, you love to, like, munch. Gross. He's like, you just love to munch, like, on little things, and, like, that's it. And I'm like, that is true. I do love a good snack. Like, if we go to a party and there's, like, a main meal, great. But if there's a spread of, like, a vegetable tray, a fruit tray, right? Cheese and crackers. Like, I'm going to fill up on all of that, and I'm not going to eat the meal.
That's me, but with sides.
Yeah, I love a side.
I love to eat sides, yeah.
Yeah, like, when they love to barbecue, and they'll cook some good-ass meat and shit, but, like, they always make sure there's good sides, because that's my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
It's not even the meal. It's not the meat. It's literally the sides.
Yeah, for Christmas every year, Billy's mom makes homemade lasagna.
Oh, so fire.
And so this year, she invited, like, our family over to have some. Usually, she just sends leftovers to the house.
Yeah.
And, what's it called? She made, like, a salad and gerate, like, two plates of salad.
And I do it again.
And the tiniest little corner of a piece of
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, too big. No, I just eat, like, I get so, I think I just get so excited for the sides and the snacks.
Sure.
That I just fill up on them. Like, I eat a lot of them, and then I'm like, okay.
I fill up.
And then when I eat the main meal, I just eat a little bit, and then I'm good.
Yeah.
I love a good snack.
Drew loves to spoil her dinner. That's what she's saying. That's what she's saying.
That's so funny, because that's fucking true.
Yeah.
I, like, am literally just talking about ruining my appetite.
I know. I like to eat little snacks before, and then I don't even want to eat dinner.
Like, and I'm not saying, like, I'm like, one almond, I'm full. I mean, no. Like, I had two boxes of Cheez-Its. Like, that's what I mean.
I don't eat dinner. I already did.
That was my dinner.
I call this girl dinner. What do you guys
feel like? Girl dinner. And then it's just echoing the entire time.
My favorite, or my dream girl dinner, is, like, two pickle spheres and a bag of popcorn.
Nice.
And then, no, that's good.
Those things don't go together at all.
Maybe two bags of popcorn, two pickle spheres.
Nice.
But you eat the pickles first, because after that'd be too much.
I always think, yeah, I feel that. I always think that girl dinner is like, because I saw people debating like what a real girl dinner is, and I'm like, I mean, I think it just depends on the person.
Yeah.
But I think a girl dinner thing is, like, when you're too busy to eat. So, like, you find, or you didn't have time to go grocery shopping, so you literally make a meal out of what you have at the house.
Yeah, like, you're, like I would say, like, a jar of black olives. Or, like, a can of them.
Ooh, a green olive. A garlic stuffed olive. I once had ones with jalapenos in them from Trader Joe's.
Too much.
Yummy.
Doing way too much. Yeah, a can of medium pitted black olives in water. So you eat like a carrot?
You're gonna eat those?
Yeah. I think whole olives taste so gross. Or, sorry, good. Whole olives. Black ones, if they're hidden. But when they're sliced, they're disgusting.
Okay.
They taste gross. Like on pizza, I don't like them.
Okay.
But so anyways, a can of those, and then like a whole thing of hummus and chips. Good. Oh, hummus and chips!
Dayson loves it. You know why she loves a dip? Dayson loves a dip.
And I've tried all the vegan dips at Trader Joe's, and guess what? I don't like them.
Rip.
I like the garlic hummus, the little one. The big one with the blue lid tastes, like, not good. But the little one...
But Sabra hummus?
A garlic hummus? I don't like when they put the little garlic in there. It's too much.
It's just aesthetic. I eat around it.
I know. People say you have to...
Unless you mix it.
You're not supposed to... That's too much.
I've never done that personally, but that's what I've heard.
It's too much.
I just love...
The blue corn tortilla chips at Trader Joe's have something in them that I just can't get enough of. I don't know what it is.
Dude, they used to do... Okay, so I know everyone talks about the Taki, like, dupe that
I
they have.
I like those.
They're good.
The rolled corn ones, right? The ones that Dylan always supposed to
Yeah, have, they're good. Like, don't get me wrong. Those are good.
The chicharrones are better.
Those ones are good, too.
Yeah.
But they have a hot Cheeto dupe there that they, for some reason, will not restock. And if you're listening to this, Mr. Trader Joe, I would like for you to put them back. They literally made hot Cheeto dupes there. I don't remember
what
it
looked like.
It was black and it had red on it.
Oh.
And it's literally like a hot Cheeto, but it's their version of a hot Cheeto.
What's your favorite thing to eat at Trader Joe's?
That. Those. Those and the vegan chicharrones.
The chicharrones are crazy.
The chicharrones are like... When I tell you they're unbelievable, they're unbelievable.
But I'm eating
that's a girl dinner right there. I eat I'll eat two bags of those bitches.
Yeah.
That is a girl dinner, yeah. Bitch.
I'm like, I'll just have a couple of them before I eat dinner, and then I eat the whole bag of them.
Two of those.
No need for dinner.
Two of those and a fucking Diet Dr. Pepper. I'm good. Going to sleep.
Soda with that? That's crazy.
Well, I will need water because they are a little spicy.
They are.
So, but I'm saying after I finish my water,
as a dessert,
top it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going into today's topic for childhood crushes.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest. The one I've seen the most in here is probably Gil from Finding Nemo. He's the one with the scar.
Oh, yeah. Gil, the fish that
Willem
helps
Dafoe.
You escape.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe.
I forgot that was Willem Dafoe. Every time I think of Willem Dafoe, I think of him with, like, a little tiny bun in a Aquaman. And when he's supposed to be Jason Momoa's uncle. That's what I think about. I think about that, and I think...
He's in here
that's
so
absurd.
Much. That's pretty crazy.
Gil the fish.
Yeah.
Hey, stand up.
I don't get that one.
You guys like a bad boy? Is that what?
A hardened criminal.
A seasoned criminal. Dude. I can't relate to that personally,
yeah.
But I guess I can, like... I can't even say I understand, because I don't. That would be a lie.
That one I don't get, yeah.
That would be a lie.
See, the Fox from Zootopia, I get that one.
Okay.
Like, I think he's handsome. I don't want to, like,
okay.
Kiss him.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank God. I thought you would want to kiss him. Now I'm not concerned
See,
at all.
We can't do this topic when Brittany's not here standing in solidarity with him. Because,
well, is part of that him or is part of that, like, Jason Bateman?
Yeah,
I was going to say.
This one's really funny. This
okay.
One's from Kaylee.
Okay.
She said Rango.
What? What? What the fuck? That's...
That movie's not good. I'm
you
not
need to
lie
turn
you.
The lights off and go sit in the corner. Think about what you just said.
Rango.
I can't believe you typed that out and then pressed send on the Google form. What's the matter with you, Kaylee?
Submit. And then I put, are you comfortable with us using your name? Yes.
Kaylee, you shouldn't have been. You shouldn't have been comfortable.
What does that mean?
Rango?
That's crazy.
You know how they say that, like, when people talk about, like, Spirit the Horse or, like, teenage Simba, right?
Mm.
When they talk about them, they're like, maybe, right? You know how they say that they give them human-like faces, and that's what makes you...
attracted to them.
Yeah, so they give them, like, they give them the whites of their eyes, they
yeah.
Don't have those, right? Like, because if you made them look like real animals, they
you're
wouldn't
scary.
Be attractive.
Yeah.
But you gotta humanize them to an extent.
In spirit, does that horse talk?
No.
There's no talking in
to
it.
My knowledge, no.
I don't remember him talking.
I wasn't a horse girl, personally.
No.
That wasn't my journey. But that I can understand because they do humanize them to an extent to, like, give you a relatability. Plus, they speak English, which animals don't.
Mm.
But Rango looks like a chameleon. Like, he does not look human at all. Like, they made him look... Like, that was part of the animation, was the fact that they made them look so real.
Yeah.
Like animals.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's pretty
His bad. Eyes being, like, little... Like, they can shrink like that. Like, little slits like that. You're into that, Kaylee?
Not good.
I want to hold space for you, but it's... I'm finding it a little difficult right now.
I need some time away for you. I'm sorry.
I need some time to think.
This next one is from Michaela. She said, the tomato from VeggieTales.
What? You guys are pissing me off.
These are bad.
You guys are pissing me off.
You guys, if I read these in front of our guests last week, I'd be so mad at you.
You're embarrassing
I'd be so
us.
Embarrassed. You're embarrassing
us.
The tomato?
No, I'm just kidding. I wish you did read them in front of Brittany.
No, she would have died. The tomato?
I once told a dude online that he looked like that guy, and he never recovered from that. He never recovered from that insult. Like, he was very mad about that.
Not good.
So I recommend you say that to men who look like that thing. You are crazy. Some of you are crazy.
Okay, this is from Juliana. She said, TJ from Recess. The backwards hat bad boy vibes. How can we
That's the white kid, right?
Yeah.
With the red hat.
Yeah.
Well, at least we got a human in the mix.
Dude, remember the show
It's not all veggies and fish.
Remember
you know?
The show Brace Face?
No.
We used to watch it together. You don't remember that one?
I don't
With
think
the
so.
Long girl, she had braces and, like, crazy things would happen to her.
I don't think I remember that.
I forget her name. Was her name like Sam or something?
Girl, I don't know.
I'm pulling up a picture for you right now. Remember that show?
Oh, yes. I think so, yeah. I
loved this show.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, that was random. But TJ from Recess, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, my thoughts are at least it's human.
Okay.
At least one of the cartoons that you guys are telling me that you were attracted to is a human. And I mean, I didn't really care for that show personally. Like, I didn't love that show. I would watch it, but I liked it
because I thought Spinelli was really cool. Because she's like queer, gay. Related, but she's definitely not queer.
Gay.
Yeah, I know.
I think that one seems standard. That seems like a lot of people could probably relate to that.
Oh, the kid from Recess?
Yeah. Or anyone from that show. Like,
I just, when I watch that show, I'm like, how do they have so much time to do all that during recess? Like, by the time my feet hit the blacktop, it's already time to go inside. That's what I always felt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that. Well, like we said, I said in the last episode, I was just playing my ass off so hard. So maybe I felt like I was accomplishing everything.
Okay, you guys, when you guys had recess, when the bell would go off, what would you guys do? At our elementary school, we had to sit on the ground and be still. Like, you couldn't even move your hand. You can't talk. You just sit on the ground, completely silent and still. And if you moved or talked, they would give you, you'd get in trouble.
You get benched.
Yeah, which is like you didn't get to go to lunch recess.
Basically detention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had to sit in this courtyard and
you have to like go, you have to squat down and wait. And then the second bell, you have to go line up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You couldn't run to your lines.
Yeah, yeah. You could never run on the blacktop. You could only run on the grass, which, like, I guess is a way to keep kids safe. But, like, it's also very weird and dictatory.
When I think of our elementary school experience.
Yeah, it was not the same.
It feels like prison.
It felt very off the books in a lot of places. Like, I think we have talked about our lunch times. Yeah, like,
you weren't allowed to talk?
We were not. I'm not. When I say we were not allowed to talk, I'm not kidding. Like, they would give us, like, maybe 10 minutes, and that was just to get your food and sit down.
Yeah.
But, like, once everybody was seated, you could not talk, like, at all. And the janitor, like, I'm not kidding, the literal custodian, like, he would walk around, and he would, like, yell at people to stop talking.
And if you did talk, they would make you go stand on the stage.
We called it the wall.
Yeah.
They would send you to the wall.
Like in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. It was.
And so they made us go stand up there, and everyone would look at you.
Yeah, you literally had to go to the wall. You'd go up on this little stage, and there was, like, a wall behind it, obviously. And you would have to lean up against it, and it was just public humiliation.
Yeah,
like,
and then you would not...
Everyone would look at you, and you would not get to go to recess till everyone else got to go.
No, you would be benched.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They would take you from the wall to, like, detention.
To the court, and it was, like, a courtyard that led to the bathroom that faced the playground. Yeah. So you would have to sit there and watch everyone have fun, and then it was, like, public humiliation.
Everyone would
walk through to go to the bathroom, and they would, like, your friends would try and come talk to you. And the supervisors would be like, you can't talk to them. She's benched. And then I would lay there and cry the, like, one time I ever got benched.
I never went to the wall. One time, though, a supervisor tried to tell me to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I wasn't talking, so I'm not going up there.
The way I would gaslight my mail to everything. All
yeah, I was like, I wasn't talking. And I was talking, but it wasn't my fault. Like, some girl was bothering me, and I told her to leave me alone because I didn't want to get in trouble. And then... She kept telling me I was talking, and she kept pointing to the wall. I was like, I'm not going up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way I just refuse to go, and they can't force me. Like,
I'm not going up there.
Because they have no authority. Like, they're not allowed to do that. Like, they're allowed to write bench slips, but that's, like, if you're misbehaving. But, like, they could... It's so funny, because that was so normal to us.
Yeah.
And then, like, one day we mentioned it to my mom, and then she goes, what do you mean you don't talk during lunch? And we were like, well, we're not allowed to. And she was like, since when? I was all, as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, it started when that custodian started.
No, he worked there the entire time, but I think it was like...
He just started exerting power, though, is my point. Like, he literally just started doing that. Like, nobody told him to do that. Like, maybe the principal did, because she was really evil and racist. But maybe she did, but he... Like, you have no authority over me. You're not allowed to tell me that I can't talk during lunch.
Well, and I'm like 7. I can't talk during
and
lunch.
And it's literally first grade to fifth grade year olds. They're kids. Like, the oldest kid there is probably 10.
Yeah.
So, like...
Is that? I'm 9. Like,
That's bizarre. You're like, and the whole point of recess is to get the energy out so that you can focus in class.
Yeah.
Like, that's the fucking point. And I remember my mom complained, like, after she heard that from us, she talked to other parents in the classes. They also didn't know. And then she, like, went and complained. And then I think, like, they changed it when Dayson had already left to middle school and I was in the grade. And so they, like, they let us talk at lunch. But that's just crazy. That's crazy. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Especially like when you think of nine-year-olds, they've been cooped up all day.
Yeah.
It's lunchtime. I want to be annoying and talk to my friends.
Yeah, and, like, laugh and giggle and, like, have fun and play and get all your energy out so then you can focus when you're in class.
That's where when I lived in New York and I was in charge, I worked in a middle school, I would be like, you guys can talk, but you better not be yelling and put your mask on because it's mask times. But
yeah, I remember, too. Like, one of our favorite teachers that she, like, still talks to our mom to this day. We both had her, and I had her for multiple years.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
She, whenever we would come in from recess, she would do this exercise where she would make us lay our heads down on our hands to calm down. Like,
everyone's so zany.
Yeah, everyone's so, like, when they come in, especially after lunch.
Uh-huh.
So she would let us come in, and she'd be like, okay, everybody sit down. And then she would turn the lights off, and she would have you lay your head on your hands.
For, like, 5 minutes.
And, like, calm down. And get into a space where you could start to learn.
Yeah.
I think which is fair.
I think that was for her, too, to kind of, like,
yeah, she's like, everybody calm down. Yeah. And she'd be like, no talking, everybody relax. And we're, like, gonna come down. And then we're going to learn. And that was fair. It worked. Like,
every time.
We all liked it, so.
Okay, this next one's from B. She said, the magic carpet from Aladdin. Something about the vibe it put out.
Okay.
I don't have anything to say about that one.
Okay.
He doesn't talk.
He waves his little tassels. I guess that's him talking.
He's giving camp.
He's communicating. He communicates. He communicates with vibes and feeling, not words.
That's crazy.
Sometimes you don't need words. You guys are a bunch of freaks. You guys are a bunch of bean freaks.
That's what I'm learning the more I read from you guys. Right, because sometimes I think y'all are sharing it just a little too much.
Also, I just want to say, you guys know how I am about crushes. Like, I never have them, and I never really did have them when I was a child.
Did you like the carpet, too?
No, that's not where my sense
was
going.
When you guys like the carpet, does the carpet match the drapes?
Carpet match the tassels? No, it's literally, I literally want to say, like, I'm allowed to make fun of you because that is what I do to Dayson. If you want to be treated as equals, that's how it works.
In this house, we're all being friends.
In this house, I make fun of all of you.
That's true. No one's safe.
The same way y'all make fun of me, literally,
you know,
all the time.
You know who's in here a lot is Kronk from,
That's fair. That one makes sense to me. A himbo, that makes sense to me. He's like, it's funny too, because the way that he's like drawn, like his physique is like the goal of every man who fucking hates me.
Dream physique.
Yeah, that's like literally the goal of every man who fucking
hates me. Is that the
Dorito
back you're talking about?
Yep.
Who did you explain that to?
You.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, I explained that to you and I think a guest on my show.
Yeah.
They had asked me about it because they were like, a Dorito back. And I'm like, you shouldn't say that because that's a compliment to them. That's a tip for all of you.
Oh.
If you talk to a gym bro and they're like the worst fucking person alive, as most of them are, calling them like a Dorito, like telling them they're shaped like a Dorito, like they take that as a compliment because they want to be shaped like that.
Oh.
Like real wide up top and then like it comes in like a triangle.
Yeah.
Triangle body. Mm-hmm. And that's how Kronk's built. See, Kronk's built like that, and he's not a horrible person, go figure.
Do you think Kuzco's queer?
No.
No? No, he gives all straight.
He's super, super straight.
You think so?
Well, I think, actually, that's not true. He could be. He could
maybe
very well
be. Maybe
he's
bi or something, yeah.
Yeah, he could very well be bi. He could even, honestly, he could even be someone who's not attracted to anybody.
That's
because he loves himself so much.
A pacha.
That's one of the funniest movies ever. Ever made. The Emperor's New Groove is one of the funniest movies ever made.
It's true.
It did not get the love that it deserved.
No. And it came out on my birthday. I'll never forget that.
I know. Dayson says that every time. Because
we
went to the movies. We went to the movies to see it.
We did, and I was so excited.
It was... It's so funny. It still holds up to this day. We watch it whenever we're feeling sad. We're like, let's put on the Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
We have... so many inside jokes from that movie.
Yeah.
That one is Weasel. Hey, Pacha. We say that a lot to each other.
That so one in
this was one. This is another one from that movie that I always go like. We still Donovan and Jason. I'm like, what's it from? I did it at Disneyland the other day, but I was like, which one? And I said, where's that from? And Jason didn't know. And I said, Dottie, where's that from? And he knew.
Yeah,
it's from Yzma.
She's me no lucky.
I'll take that. I'll make mine a salad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, okay. That's who I should be. We should be Yzma and Kronk.
I've seen that done before.
That would be a good
really
one.
Really funny, yeah.
I know, I'm just saying we're both.
But you would be Kronk, right? Because you're the one with the Dorito back?
Yeah, because I'm built better than Billy.
See, what if I told someone your back looks like Doritos? Wouldn't that hurt your feelings?
That's funny. That's textured.
When you said Dorito back, that's what I thought you meant. Well,
no, girl, shape. They call it a Dorito back because they're talking about
I understand,
shape.
Yeah. But I'm saying, what if I told you your back looks like it's made out of Doritos?
That's mean and very funny.
That would hurt my feelings.
Yep.
Same. Put that one in your arsenal for you.
Kronk, I won't make fun of y'all for that one. That would make sense.
Yeah. That's
He's got himbo vibes.
Okay, these are two human ones. So this one's from Tanisha. She's like, I wouldn't say this is random, but can we talk about Oliver James and What a Girl Wants? You know the guy she likes in that movie?
Yes, okay.
So I'll put
the British guy.
Yeah, I'll put pictures here. By the way, if there's not pictures in here, I can't find them.
Yeah.
So people are like, I love how she never puts them in there. If they're not in here, I can't find them.
Also, if they're from our archives, they're not in there because we didn't send them. Because
I can't find them.
Yeah.
So anyways, so she said Oliver James in What a Girl Wants.
Okay.
And then Eric Von Detten in Brink. Which is the same kid from
Brink, yeah.
Princess Diaries. I wanted him
biblically. Yeah.
So bad.
That's a good one.
He was hot, right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you agree on that one?
Yeah. I mean, I get that one, I get very much so.
Yeah.
He was like the guy.
Yeah.
In Princess Diaries, I was
so
like,
hot.
I was like, maybe you should let men disrespect you.
I'm just stupid. I'm kidding. No, I agree.
I'm kidding.
Dude,
but
clout,
he was
so much
he
clout
was,
chasing in
he,
that.
He, yeah,
prime
clout,
example of that. Yeah.
Clout chasing, and he was so awful to her, like so bad. Like he treated her and the popular girls. He treated her like
Mandy
shit too.
Moore.
Yeah, man, Mandy Moore, blonde Mandy Moore.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Oh's in that movie
as the principal.
Julie Andrews.
Girl,
where'd he get off?
A stacked cast.
But I will say, so obviously I think that guy's really hot. I forget his name in the movie. It's probably,
It's
probably Jason or something.
Stupid. Yeah.
Blake, right?
Yeah.
I thought he was really hot, but the guy she ends up with, I thought was, like, I was like, that's my dream.
That's Jason coded, honestly.
Him and, like, the boyfriend from Bring It On,
and,
she ends up with.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, no, honestly,
that
Brittany,
guy's so hot.
Brittany would agree with that.
You think so?
Yes.
I gotta ask her, yeah.
She loves a funny guy. Like, she loves a funny, witty, handsome guy.
Yeah.
And even then, they don't even have to be that handsome. Like,
and Bring It On, I wanted to date Missy and her brother.
Honestly, I saw a couple clips from that movie recently on
from
TikTok.
Bring It On?
Yeah. And there are very problematic parts in that movie. I know that. Obviously, the times were different. But the brother is so funny in that movie.
I know.
His lines are so fucking funny. Some of them are.
He was also in Clockstoppers. Do you remember that movie?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Not good, but he was.
Not good, but everybody had that DVD. Why? Why did we all have Clockstoppers the movie?
I just remember being on.
I didn't even like that movie.
I remember being on Nickelodeon.com because I think they like did that movie or something. And I remember asking my mom if she would buy me the watch because I thought it would work.
I know the yellow. It was yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, I think I did end up getting it, huh?
I think so, yeah.
Or actually, my grandpa did.
Yeah.
Because he would always like.
We did have it. I remember that.
And it didn't work. It was stupid.
Didn't stop the clock.
There was no clock stopping happening,
actually. There was money spent and no clock stopping.
Time wasted. Yeah, that guy's hot. I agree.
Yeah, the Brink one, like the Princess Diaries, that's a good one.
When's the last time you watched Brink? It's not a good movie.
It's been a minute, dude. It's been a long time.
Like I tried.
I know it's awful. I'm
like,
sure it's so bad.
When they put all those movies online,
yeah,
that was like the first one. I was like, I have to watch this one. I couldn't even finish it.
It's not bad.
I really wanted to watch Rip Girls. It's on there, but I just didn't have the heart. After I couldn't finish Brink, I was like, "There's no way I'm gonna be able to."
Yeah, it just gets worse, honestly.
Yeah.
What about what about Double Teamed?
I never liked that one.
I know, but lesbians.
You're thinking of motocross.
No. I
love that movie.
I know you did.
Okay.
And that should have been one of my biggest signs.
Okay, not too much now. Yeah.
Was that, that should have been one of my biggest signs. That and Lemonade
Mouth. Wasn't even her that I wanted to kiss, though. It was her, the guy that plays your boyfriend in that movie.
Sure.
She's not my type.
You liked both of them.
Together.
Mm.
Like in Mulan, I always wanted the boy.
Dude. And you know what's... And, okay, hold on. You don't see the similarities there?
Yeah, it's the same movie.
I'm just saying, yes, it is. But I'm saying that they're two men who are... They're attracted to to people that they believe are men.
Yes.
And when they find out they're not men, they're like, yuck.
Yeah.
At first.
Yeah.
And then they come around in the end.
Sure. Okay.
That's fruity.
I know.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense that you're gay. You know what I mean?
I know that.
That tracks.
But I didn't like double teamed. I thought it was boring.
I know you didn't like it. I'm just saying lesbian coded.
I feel like we were so close to being twins that I hated watching movies about twins.
Yeah, we're like...
I wish we were twins.
We're not twins. And we're not even really Irish twins.
No,
because Irish twins...
We're a full 2 years apart.
Yeah, we're a full 2 years apart. But like...
Yeah.
We were raised like twins because, almost, because Dayson was only a year ahead of me in school, so we were always, like, in the same school, doing the same thing.
Same friends. Yeah.
Same friends.
The only exception to my twin role is Passport to Paris. That doesn't count.
Dude, what about those guys? How come no one's brought them up? No one's talked about Jacques and the other one? I don't remember the other one.
I saw the other one. Wait, sorry. What were their names? Jamie? Did I just make that up?
I thought one of their names was Jacques. Maybe that was me. French profiling. Maybe just assume I'm like, one of them's name was Remy. The other one was Gusto.
Okay, Michelle,
and yeah.
Jean.
Sean? Oh,
Jean.
Okay, that's the
Jean
second
Valjean.
Jean Valjean. Dude,
if you know where that's from, you're in the club.
Wait, there's an episode of New Girl where she's trying to become friends with Coach,
okay.
Right? And... Because he's, like, she's, like, a weirdo. You know,
yes.
She's, like, so weird and eclectic. And, like, she's, like, goes to the store with him one day.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, he said the meanest thing about me. And then it flashes back. And she has, like, those, you know, those fucking big-ass glasses that old people wear for, like, cataracts?
I think so.
They have, like, medical glasses.
The
they sell them
ones?
At, like, a Walgreens. Yeah, those
okay.
big ones, yeah. She's, like, look, I have old people glasses on.
Okay.
And then he's, like, talking to a friend. And he goes, that's my buddy's girlfriend. And then she's like, and they're like, why is that mean? And
yeah,
she's like, I want him to think of me as a friend. So she tries to bond with him. And so she pretends to like basketball.
I love that.
And he's like, that's why Jess is literally Dayson, like in the new role. And he likes, I forget, he likes like the Pistons. And I think like, Nick likes the Bulls. That's what it is. Sorry.
Okay.
So he likes the Pistons. He likes the Bulls. Whatever. She pretends to like the Pistons. It like creates this controversy. But there's this part where he's trying to explain basketball to her. She's like, why does it matter, like, if I pretend to like this team? Like, once I become friends with him, I'll like your team. And he's like, so you're just gonna flip-flop? How could I ever trust you, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't get it. Like, who cares? Because it's, like, a rivalry.
Mm.
He's like, it's like, we're rivals. You can't like them or whatever. And she goes, oh, Jean Valjean and Javert. That's, like, her frame of reference. And he goes, I don't know what that means. Because he does, he's but that's how she like learns that like they don't like each other. She uses Les Mis.
It makes sense to her when she.
Yeah, yeah.
So, oh, if you just
Jean
said that.
Jean Valjean and Javert. I get it. That's what she said. Anyways,
Michelle, that's the one that I had a crush on.
Yes,
with the dark hair.
No, dude, I had a crush on the one with the long hair. That was me.
Long hair?
Well, it was, like, not long, but it was, like, swoopy. You know what I'm saying? It was longer than the other guy's
That's
hair.
The one that I liked. Okay.
No, dog, you like that one. The one with... Cut that part out! Cameras, dead ass.
That's not the one I liked, but that's okay.
That is the one you liked.
No, it's not!
Yes, it is, because I liked the other one, and I made sure to tell you you had to like the other one. I gave you explicit instructions on which one to pick.
Girl, cut the cameras. Anyway.
I told you which one you were allowed to like.
Oh, shit.
As a kid.
As a four-year-old girl.
Okay, you like women, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I liked this one.
dog, you're so high. You're out of your mind.
Obviously, there was a miscommunication.
You must have just been pretending to like the other one because I told you I liked that one.
Okay, anyways, we both liked the same boy. We were fighting about it. This movie came out like 30 years ago. Anyways.
We're fighting about it and you're a lesbian.
I know.
Let me drive that then.
Anyways, so I had a crush on this one. I saw him on...
that one?
Yeah.
That guy? Okay.
I saw him... Oh my gosh, look at this picture of them at the dance. Dude, I want to watch this movie so bad.
It's so good, bro.
Oh, it's so bad.
Passport to Paris, that is my agenda that I'm pushing.
We talked about the movie a lot last year.
It's so good. And I rewatched it 2 years ago, and it's just as good.
Because you told me, dude, it's on here. And
yes.
Anyways, I saw him on TikTok.
Oh, really?
He was doing something with Esquire because I think he still acts.
Is he actually French?
No. He's a great actor.
I believed it. As a 7-year-old,
I painted a picture. I was like, he's the most French person I know.
He sold it to me. He wore a black turtleneck.
Yeah.
And he drove a Vespa.
And a little bit of an accent.
And he drove a Vespa. What else? What other credentials do you need?
What else do I need to know?
To be French.
You know, so funny. Both your favorite movies are in Paris. Passport to Paris. Ratatouille. What are you
And
do?
It's even funnier because Paris would probably not like me.
No.
Just kidding.
Anyways, they asked him about Passport to Paris. And I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah. I thought I sent it to you.
No, I didn't see. Well, I haven't really been on TikTok the past couple days.
I know. I've sent you a bunch of singers.
Yeah.
If they're real, this is what I do. If they're really funny, I'll text them to you.
Yeah.
If they're ones that like, dude. Oh, she'll laugh at them, I'll just put them in.
Dude,
TikTok.
You sent me one. I told you about it already, but you sent me one that literally, first of all, I was watching it on the toilet, but like, I was laughing my ass off, bro. And it was the one where
little kids fighting.
Yeah, it's the one where like, it's like a little boy and he's like kicking his like cousin or sister. And then they're like, don't kick her. She's going to hit you back.
She said, run up, get donuts, son.
Yeah. And she cocked her hand back and slapped him so hard, bro. And they're like, oh, when she did it. And the caption says, it's even funnier because it was his birthday. Holy fuck, dude.
The video of that little kid.
Holy shit, dude.
They were like, when my nephew would fuck up hot dog, hot diggity dog, or whatever that...
Yeah,
he's dancing so cute.
That's literally my brother too. My brother loved that show,
Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, when I posted my promo when Morgan was on my show, mm-hmm. and we were talking about the grapefruit thing.
I didn't understand what that meant.
Basically, you pit a grapefruit, like you cut a hole in it, pit it, so like
Do you half it?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay,
and the meat is in the middle. Like there's still like. The fruit in the middle, but you cut a hole in the middle of it and like dig it out, and then you put that on the dick.
Oh, okay.
And then you suck at the same time that you move it.
Oh,
it's supposed to be like give the sensation of like,
who else was scared? Me too.
You should bleep that whole part out so it doesn't get demonetized.
Yeah.
Like, you can leave that part in, but just leave that part out.
Yeah.
Anyways.
What I've been doing, instead of bleeping, because someone told me it scared them, which I don't blame them, because it is kind of jarring.
Yeah.
I just put dead air in there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do that. Someone literally wrote, because I said, a sideshow act? I'm not bringing in tools, right?
Yeah.
Like that. And someone was like, Miska Mouska tools.
Shut up.
They're like, I didn't hand me that mouse tool.
Okay, this next one's from Jessica. She said, Jesse McCartney. I was a truly obsessed 5-year-old. I got his CD, Beautiful Soul, for Christmas.
Period.
And I played it out. I still have every song memorized. I truly thought he was the sweetest piece of pie to walk the earth. That's what... I'm not joking. I want someone to describe me as that. I've never heard anyone describe anyone like that.
The sweetest piece of pie. That's so funny. That's so Jesse.
I know.
Ugh, that's typical Jesse.
How do you sleep? Is that a Jesse McCartney song?
Yeah, that's like his new wave shit. Yeah, like when he was
leaving,
like,
right?
Yeah, with Leap. Yup.
But
yup, that song is still on my iPod.
How do you sleep is so good.
How
is
do you
Jamie Foxx on that song? Or did I imagine that?
I think he did have a song with Jamie Foxx.
I thought he
if
did.
I remember correctly.
I'm gonna Google it, but go ahead, keep talking.
How Do You Sleep is a great one.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me.
That video of him falling on the stage, I feel like I've talked about it
before. Oh my god, yeah, I've seen that.
It's so funny, dude.
Y'all know, though, how Dayson feels about
people falling.
He
didn't really do anything for me personally.
Body language with T-Pain.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, body language was a good one, too.
Yeah, but that album, Departure, that's the one that has Leave In.
Leave In was such a great one.
How do you... Oh, because Ludacris is on How Do You Sleep.
That's what it is. He has a version without it, though.
It's crazy.
His new wave shit, I was like, okay.
Okay.
Okay, let him cook. Anything after that, I was like, nah.
I know.
I was never a Jesse McCartney girl personally, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. He was like the it girl for a while.
We've talked about it too, but that episode of Sweet Life of Zach and Cody where Jesse McCartney's on there.
Yeah.
And
that was a great one.
And Maddie were snuck in to meet him. That's like pure comedy to me.
Alex told me recently.
This is our bestie, Alex.
Yeah. She was telling me how she wanted to watch the episode of Lizzie McGuire where she with Aaron Carter, the Christmas special one.
Okay.
And she said that because she lived in Canada, like it aired at a different time. So she said she had to wake up at like 3 a.m. to watch it. And she said she slept through her like alarm clock and she woke up and she missed it and they didn't have TiVo or anything at the time. Like she said, we couldn't afford TiVo. So like I had to watch it live.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and then I spent all day crying cause I missed it.
I was
cause
so
she loved
upset.
Him so much.
I was just staying up early or till like 3 a.m. to watch on. The Blackbird premiere on MTV because
actually woke up at 2 a.m.
To go watch it,
and we took our blankets into the living room to watch them perform it. Okay. Dedication.
I don't know, what are you gonna do? I'm a dedicated wife. Oh, who was I telling that to? I was telling Eric. I was like, he's 30, I'm 12. Like we could totally make it work. Like just give me a chance.
I've never been more sure of anything in my life than I was about that. Which is,
I'm like, please.
That should have been the tell of my like. Delusional confidence was literally that. Like,
yeah.
I was just convinced.
Yeah.
Like, you could not tell me otherwise.
Anything else.
You could. Simply couldn't.
Okay. This is the last one, guys.
Mm-hmm.
For this episode. We'll do another part, because that way we can get more into them. This one's kind of nutty. So, two separate people wrote in Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, so this one from Mo.
Okay.
He said, hear me out. I had a very alarming crush on Sonic the Hedgehog, and I would only dress in blue to impress him. And then Lexi said, when I was 6 years old, I had the biggest crush on Sonic the Hedgehog. I know it sounds crazy, but I thought he was so cool. He could run super fast, save people, had a really cool voice, and was low-key charming. I used to go to GameStop when they had the free play machines and play Sonic just to admire him. Or when my brother would play the game at home, I'd sit behind him and watch. Now that I'm 21, this infatuation is so fucking weird, and I'll never tell 6-year-old me it was wrong.
Hey, man. We all got a weird thing.
It's okay.
Also... wouldn't you dress as a gold coin? Because that's what Sonic the Hedgehog is always looking for.
He's collecting coins. Carl.
He's always collecting coins.
Yeah.
So, might I suggest you dress in gold? He might like that more.
Might I suggest we switch it up?
Yeah. Maybe you, like, actually care for once about what Sonic wants?
Something about what you want? You haven't watched the Sonic movies, right?
No.
They're so funny.
You've told me they're funny.
Yeah.
I haven't watched them. I was just thinking, because you're like, you haven't watched them. And I was like, of course I haven't. Because I've been watching Modern Family for the last, like, 6 months. Which we all know.
Mm-hmm.
But I start over... This is one of the few shows where I'll watch from the very beginning.
Okay.
Because normally I don't like the early seasons of shows that I hyperfixate on and have to watch all the time.
We're still talking about Modern Family?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
But I saw this episode yesterday. And there's this part where, like... the roles kind of reverse a little bit where Claire starts working a lot more and Phil isn't working nearly as much. And she was like a stay-at-home mom for like over 10 years. So he's starting to feel like a neglected housewife. Like he's not like, oh, I hate being a housewife. Like he's literally just like wants her to pay attention to him.
Yeah, like in SpongeBob.
Yeah, exactly. And so like she comes home and she's like, hey, did you do what I asked? And he goes, I put the stupid flowers in the bathroom like you asked me to. He's like, if you're talking about the stupid flowers.
But doesn't she kind of act like a shitty husband? Like, she'll stop.
Yes, yes. Like, yeah, like, and she's like, not. She doesn't notice. She doesn't notice his new haircut and like some shit like that. So it's like role reversal kind of thing. But he's like, if you're asking about the stupid flowers, I did put them in the bathroom like you asked. And like, we couldn't stop laughing because like, I always ask Billy to do stuff like that when you host. Cause like, she was like waiting for people And he's like, I always ask him, can you light the candles and can you put my flowers out and stuff like that so people can see.
You guys, we talk about this a lot with our family, but the main Dunphy family
is our family.
Is the Offal family coded.
Yeah.
Like in every way.
Yeah. Yeah. They literally have cameras in the house. Like, I don't know how they know that much about us.
Like, Donnie is, what's his name? Luke?
Luke, yeah.
Yeah. Drew's Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm Haley.
Jason's Haley, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was telling them, like...
And Claire and Phil are our
Claire
parents.
And Phil are our parents, yeah. Literally. And there's, like, the only difference is that we don't...
we're not mean to our mom.
We're not mean to our mom like that, because we're not... A little different.
But I'm just kidding.
We're not a TV family, though.
Other than that.
I was telling them the other night that there's, like, a scene where Alex, like, loses something because she puts a lot of pressure on herself because her mom is always so proud of her, and that's, like, so fucking me-coded. It's crazy. And she succeeds at a lot of academic stuff because that's how she gets external validation, right?
Yeah.
And so there's, like, a part where she's, like, you're just my kid who wins. Like, you're my kid who wins. I love that about you, which is so funny because that's, like, literally my mom to me.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but my mom has always known that about me. And that's why I, like, self-sabotage myself or whatever in moments like that. And then she's like, Haley, she's like, well, you know, it's probably because I'm your kid who does that the most. And she's like, yeah, Haley sends me, emails me pictures of her nails. And Luke asked me yesterday if he was part owl. And I was like, Tiny, because that's literally our funky family.
I know.
That's literally the three of us.
It's pretty bad.
It's so funny. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. So funny. But yeah, absolutely. Love that show. We all know that. Anyways, Sonic the Hedgehog. Pass. Can't take that journey with you again.
Main kid from Brink. Smash.
That makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
Rango, not so much.
That one, I might have been one of the worst ones we've gotten.
As
so
I
far.
Said, he looks like a chameleon, so I don't know.
I don't remember liking that movie either. Did you like that
I
movie?
Never watched it because I find the animation disturbing. I don't like it. It scares me.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Ish.
We are still in the process of launching our membership.
Yes. Make sure y'all sign up if you haven't already. We'll remind you, but make sure you do it.
Survey link will be down below.
Yeah.
I think it allows you to opt into text messages and stuff like that.
Yeah. So if you want, you can put your phone number in there as well so you can stay updated on when it goes live.
Agreed. So, other than that, we will be doing a part three of this because we didn't even really do any in the first episode.
And what do you want from me?
And honestly, I think it's funny.
And what do you want from me?
I think it's funny. So we're going to do that. If you liked this episode, you can stream other episodes everywhere you can listen to podcasts. And the video version is always on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
We love you and we hope you have a great week. Bye.
Bye.